Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for BBVA Argentina, a key player in the financial sector that some of you might not be as familiar with compared to the big global banks. If you're a long-term investor looking to diversify your portfolio with international exposure, this is one to watch. Let's dive into what makes this company tick, break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and see if it's got the potential to be a solid addition to your investment strategy. First, a quick overview of BBVA Argentina. This isn't just another bank, it's a major financial institution based in Argentina, operating in the banking industry within the broader financial services sector. With thousands of full-time employees and a significant presence in its home country, BBVA Argentina offers a range of services from retail banking to corporate solutions. It's not a household name like some Wall Street giants, but it holds a strong position in the Argentine market, which comes with its own unique set of challenges and opportunities. Their market cap reflects a mid-sized player, and they've got a history of paying dividends, which is always a plus for income-focused investors like many of you. Now, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Over the past year, BBVA Argentina's stock performance has shown some volatility, with shorter-term metrics indicating mixed results across weekly, monthly, and quarterly periods. Looking at the longer-term horizon, the five-year performance gives us a broader picture of resilience, though it's not without its ups and downs, reflective of the turbulent Argentine economy. Recent news highlights a focus on navigating economic headwinds, with some reports pointing to challenges in net interest income due to local market conditions. But there's also chatter about their efforts to maintain asset quality and push for growth, which we'll dig into more as we go through the analysis. All right, let's get into the meat of this SWOT analysis and break it down for you. Share strengths, solid financial foundation. Looking at the latest earnings call for Q4 2024 and the full fiscal year, BBVA Argentina reported key financial results that show they're holding their own. Revenue and net income figures from recent income statements indicate a company that's managing to generate consistent earnings despite a tough environment. For long-term investors, this kind of stability in core operations is a green flag. Strong asset quality. Management emphasized in their recent earnings call that they're maintaining high asset quality. This isn't just corporate jargon, it means they're managing risk well, keeping bad loans in check, which is critical for a bank operating in a volatile market like Argentina. Attractive dividend yield. Their dividend yield, as per the latest metrics, is noteworthy. For those of you hunting for income streams, this could be a nice bonus to hold alongside potential capital gains over the long haul. High return metrics. Metrics like return on equity, ROE, and return on invested capital are showing positive figures. This tells us they're using shareholders' money and invested capital efficiently to generate profits, a sign of good management that should catch the eye of any serious investor. Weaknesses. Net interest income pressure. Let's not sugarcoat it. Their earnings call highlighted struggles with net interest income, a core revenue driver for any bank. This is largely tied to the broader economic challenges in Argentina, like high inflation and interest rate fluctuations. It's a red flag for short-term performance and could weigh on profitability if not addressed. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, based on the latest balance sheet data. While debt isn't inherently bad, especially for banks, an elevated ratio means they're more leveraged, which could be risky if economic conditions worsen. Something to keep an eye on for sure. Market-specific risks. Being so tied to the Argentine market means they're at the mercy of local economic and regulatory uncertainties. Management even mentioned this in their call, and it's a persistent drag on their ability to grow without hiccups. Opportunities. Growth potential in home market. Despite the challenges, BBVA Argentina's leadership sounded optimistic about future growth in their earnings call. With a strong foothold in Argentina, there's room to expand market share, especially if they can capitalize on digital banking trends or economic recovery phases. Long-term investors might see this as a chance to get in before a potential upswing. Valuation upside. looking at their forward PE ratio, the average estimate suggests the stock might be reasonably valued with room to grow if earnings projections are met. For those of you who love a good value play, this could signal an opportunity to buy at a discount compared to future earnings potential. Sector and industry trends. While the financial sector in Argentina has its struggles, there are broader industry performance metrics showing pockets of growth over various timeframes. If BBVA Argentina can align with or outperform these trends, perhaps through innovation or cost efficiencies, they could carve out a stronger position. Threats. Economic instability. I can't stress this enough. Argentina's economic environment is a minefield. High inflation, currency depreciation, and policy unpredictability are constant threats, and they directly impact BBVA Argentina's bottom line. The earnings call summary didn't shy away from mentioning regulatory uncertainties, and that's a big concern for any long-term holder. Competitive pressure. The banking industry, even in a specific market like Argentina, is cutthroat. If competitors adapt faster to digital trends or offer better rates, BBVA Argentina could lose ground. This isn't directly in the data, but it's implied by their need to focus on growth and efficiency. Interest rate sensitivity. With net interest income already under strain, any adverse moves in interest rates, whether up or down, could further squeeze margins. Given the volatility in their market, this is a real risk that could impact short and medium-term performance. Let's zoom out for a second and think about what this all means for you as a long-term investor. BBVA Argentina has some solid fundamentals with their financial stability and asset quality, which are great to see in a bank. But man, those economic and market-specific risks are hard to ignore. If you're considering this stock, you've got to weigh the potential for growth against the very real possibility of continued turbulence in Argentina. On the valuation front, the forward PE suggests there might be some upside, but don't bank on it without keeping an eye on how they manage their debt and navigate those interest income challenges. For the short and medium term, volatility might create buying opportunities, but your strategy should hinge on whether you believe in Argentina's long-term economic recovery. To wrap this up, BBVA Argentina presents a mixed bag for long-term investors. There's potential here, especially if you're bullish on their ability to grow within their market and manage risks effectively. However, the external threats tied to their geographic focus are significant, and you'll need a strong stomach for volatility. My take? It's worth keeping on your radar, especially if you're diversifying into international markets, but do your homework and monitor those economic indicators closely. Stay tuned to MarketSnap for more deep dives like this one. We've got daily stock market summaries and detailed stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see BBVA Argentina as a hidden gem or a risky bet? Let's keep the conversation going.